Mutual Broadcasting System presents I Love the Mystery. Carlton Morse adventure thriller,
Bill. You should have seen that wrecked car. It's a wonder anyone came out alive.
Well, that's mighty funny. I'm especially interested in how it happened that Jack, Doc, and Reggie came through that wreck with hardly a scratch, and the three gunmen ended up with busted heads and broken bones.
Just a lucky chance, I guess.
Oh, okay, hardly that.
What do you mean, York?
It's all very simple. You see, we were expecting the accident, and we're ready for it, and the other three men weren't.
Are you kidding?
No, not at all, Phil. That's the way it was.
Will you tell me how you can get ready for an auto wreck?
I don't mind. It's the principle, you know, of centrifugal force. I mean to say, when a speeding car spins and turns over, it's a bit like a whirling phonograph record. Anything near the outer edges flies off, but the nearer the center of the spin you are, the less violent the action.
Reggie, how do you get to the center of a whirling, crashing automobile?
Well, the chap in the front seat lies down on the floor and wedges himself up under the dashboard, his knees braced against the front seat. And the man in the back seat should drop to the floor and cling to the footrest.
That really works?
Well, you're still taking a bally lot of chances, of course, but Jack, Doc, and I have come through at least three such wrecks that way.
I wish someone had told me that a year ago, before I went over the cliff.
Quite. I wish they had.
I've told you before not to use that tone of voice to me. I hate sympathy.
I'm sorry.
You haven't told me yet where Doc Long and Jack Packard are.
Well, we'll have to tell you everything that's happened in the last 2 hours for you to understand.
Never mind. Tell me that later. Where are they now?
Doc is down at the police emergency hospital. Jack's gone to see Mr. Donald Robert Lincoln.
Donald Robert Lincoln?
Yes.
You mean old Moneybags Lincoln?
Yes.
Why? What's Packard got to do with him? Does he expect... Who's that?
Shall I go to the door and see?
Who is it?
It's Leslie Marksville.
Leslie!
I didn't expect to find anyone else here. If I'm intruding...
Of course he's not intruding, is he, Phil?
No, no. As long as you're here, you might as well stay.
Thanks, Phil.
Cut the Phil stuff, Marks. My last name's Terry.
Very well, Terry.
Why the sudden visit?
You're surprised?
Well, why shouldn't I be? First time you've been to see me since I came to this hospital.
Well, Terry, as a matter of fact, I came to see you about Sonny here.
Sonny?
What do you mean, Leslie? Why did you come to see Phil about me?
And if you must know, Sonny, I wanted to discuss your engagement to Jack Packard with Phil.
Why should you do that?
Yeah, why should I discuss Sonny's engagement to another man with you, Marks?
I certainly don't intend to say anything in front of the present group, especially York here.
Fine. Would you like me to leave?
You stay right where you are, Reggie.
What about it, Phil?
Yeah, stick around. By the way, Marks, Reggie and Sonny were just telling me a little story when you came in. Maybe you'd like to hear it, too.
Maybe I would. Go ahead.
Leslie, did you know that three men in police uniforms came in here a couple of hours ago, and they pretended to arrest Jack, Doc, and Reggie?
What's that?
Quite. For the murder of Fish Evans.
No, I didn't know that.
Well, then, of course, you didn't know that when those officers got the boys outside, they turned out to be three gunmen, intent on taking them for a ride.
Are you being serious?
Bloody serious, Marks.
Go ahead, tell them what happened, Reggie.
They loaded us into a car and took us out on the desert. They had our final resting place all picked out for us, and just before we arrived, Jack reached over and spun the steering wheel and wrecked the car.
Deliberately wrecked a speeding car?
Right.
Well, what happened?
Well, our three captors were knocked about a bit. Jack, Doc, and I escaped with minor bruises.
That's remarkable.
Not at all. We knew how to protect ourselves.
But if you wrecked the car, how did you get back to town so quickly? How far out were you?
No, 10 or 15 miles, I should judge. Fortunately, Sonny here had the good sense to trail our car.
Sonny, you did that?
Yes.
I see. And what became of the gunmen?
Well, we were on the point of landing them into Sonny's car and returning to town when two more of the ballet brutes showed up.
What's that? You didn't tell me that.
And we hadn't got that part of the story yet. They threw guns on us and seemed intent on completing the execution.
They were part of the same gang?
Apparently.
You were there at that time, Sonny?
Yes. One of them was in favor of killing me, too.
Killing you?
Sonny, in heaven's name, child, supposing that they had killed you.
Well, supposing they had.
No, Sonny, you've got to have a guard after this.
I've got all the guard I need.
You haven't any guard at all.
Jack, Doc, and Reggie are doing pretty well.
Never mind that. What happened?
The boys went to work on them. That's what happened.
But they were dangerous killers.
No, they weren't so dangerous when Jack and Reggie finished with them.
I see.
York.
Yes, Mr. Marks.
You men seem to know your business.
If you're talking about fighting, I agree with you.
Yes. But I suppose there was a certain element of luck in your favor.
It takes more than luck. Just look at you.
So you had five bodies to bring in instead of three.
The whole back of my car was full of bodies. You should have seen the police sergeant's eyes bug out when we brought him out to the car.
What do you have to say?
We told him we'd picked up the five in an auto accident out on the desert. And we thought he might be interested.
I say, yes. He took one look at them and we were his friends for life.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it seems that three of our bodies were very badly wanted for smuggling across the Mexican border.
He said that?
He said more than that. One of them is wanted on an old murder charge, and the other one is wanted by the federal men on a narcotic indictment.
Quite a haul.
After that, you boys should have a pretty fine standing with the police in this part of the state.
Oh, you think they won't?
Well, we'll know more about that when Doc gets back. He's still down there giving them our story.
They let you two go?
Yes, we wanted to get back up here and relieve Phil's mind. See, it all started right here in the room, and I knew Phil would be worried.
It's thoughtful of you. You said Doc Long was at the station. Where's Jack Packard?
Oh, we dropped Jack off at Donald Robert Lincoln's.
You dropped Packard off where?
That's right, at Mr. Lincoln's home.
Why?
Well, Jack made a very interesting discovery. I don't see any reason for keeping it to ourselves, do you, Sonny?
No, he didn't say to keep it secret.
Grant, we discovered the car used by the gangsters in carting us out to the desert was one belonging to Mr. Lincoln.
What are you saying?
Bit of a blow, huh?
The gangster's car belonged to Donald Robert Lincoln? And Packard's gone to beard the man in his den?
Oh, Jack can take care of himself.
Wasn't he a friend of your father's, Sonny?
Yes.
He'd better be able to take care of himself. That fellow Lincoln is no one to play around.
I realize you're only the butler and you have your orders, but I'll give you one more chance. Do I get in to see Donald Robert Lincoln?
No.
Well, you asked for it. I'm sorry, but there's no time to argue. And I better roll you behind the curtain so as not to upset the household. There you are. Sleep sweet. Yeah, let's see now. He said the library. This should be it.
Jenkins, I said I didn't want to be disturbed. Stop it! Who's fiddling with that door?
If you look up from your work, you might be surprised.
What's that?
Yes.
Who are you? What are you doing in my library?
Now, don't get up.
How did you get in here? Jenkins!
No use calling for Jenkins. He's sound asleep on the floor behind the drapes in the hall.
Is this a robbery?
No.
Then get out.
Not yet. We've got some talking to do.
People don't enter my house at will. You'll be behind bars before you're 24 hours older.
Maybe. Now will you let me talk for a minute?
Well, say it and get out.
Mr. Lincoln, you're one of the most prominent men in this section of the state.
What of it?
You have a good name, wife, two or three nearly grown children.
What are you getting at?
It'd be a pretty terrific thing to have that good name come tumbling down in ruins, wouldn't it?
I'm beginning to see.
You are?
Blackmail.
Wrong again.
So you say.
Lincoln, do you own a big black Roadmaster car?
I do.
Where is it?
In my garage, naturally.
No, it isn't.
I say it is.
And I say it isn't. I was around looking in your garage before I came in to see you.
Just a minute. We'll see about this. Hello, Higgins. Is the Roadmaster in the garage? It's not. Well, where... Oh. All right, that's all. I was mistaken. The car's in the service garage down at the corner having new tires put on it.
No, it isn't.
I say it is.
I'll lay you a bet of 100 to 1 it's not.
Say, who are you? What do you care where my car is?
100 to 1.
Take it. Should be dialing the police station instead of a garage.
But I notice you're dialing the garage.
Hello, service garage. This is Donald Robert Lincoln talking. You've got my Roadmaster down there putting new tires on it? It's there now? You're sure about that? That's all I want to know. The car's down there just as I said it was. Now get out of here.
They told you that at the garage?
They did.
Then either they lied like thieves or else you're putting up a mighty good front.
If you've got anything to say, say it and get out.
Very well, I will.
I'm a busy man.
Tonight, three gunmen took three men for a ride out on the desert. The car was completely demolished. That car was your roadmaster.
Are you from police headquarters?
No.
Are you from the insurance company?
No.
Are you one of the gunmen?
No, I'm one of the men who was taken on that ride.
What are you doing here?
Well, first I want to know why gangsters are using your car.
If what you say is true, then the car must have been stolen from the service garage.
But they said the car was still there.
Then they must be in collusion with the gangsters.
Maybe. Next, I want to know what your relationship with Sonny Richards is.
Sonny Richards?
Now, don't tell me you don't know her, because I know you do. You were a close friend of her father, James Richards.
You're talking about his daughter?
I am.
I haven't seen the girl since her father's death.
You have no interest in the financial side of her estate?
I believe that is handled in its entirety by Leslie Marks, her attorney.
You know Marks?
Yes.
What kind of a man is he?
He has a reputation beyond reproach.
Lincoln, there's something that stinks to high heaven in this neighborhood. I wonder if it isn't you.
You. Get out of my house.
Your reputation and wealth would go a long way toward covering up any dirty work you might be engaged in.
Go on, keep talking.
You might very easily be...
Get him, Higgins!
What? Oh!
Transcribed adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie will come to you tomorrow at this same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and directed by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Thorson as Jack, Jim Bowles as Doc Long, and Tony Randall as Reggie York. Frank McCarthy speaking.